I do hope I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem, and how are you?
I'm good, and I have Nativ with me. I think she's good, too.
Oh, good morning, Rabbi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank God, good. For a second, I didn't hear anything. I thought we weren't even going to be able to get online.
No, we did it. We did it. It was good.
Good.
Yeah. So, Parshat HaShavua.
So, this week's Torah portion is Parshat B'Shalach, as well as the very special Shabbat this week as well, because it is Tu Bishrat.
Yeah.
The New Year for the tree.
That's my second birthday.
Good for you, why not?
They say Yom Huledet Lailan, like...
Yeah.
So that's my second birthday.
Okay.
Did you bring a present, Nativ?
I did not know that. Next week.
No, I don't need a present.
So we'll talk about the Torah portion, then we'll talk about quickly about Tu Bishvat as well.
Okay.
We see in this week's Torah portion, we see that soon after allowing the children of Israel to depart from Egypt, Pharaoh chases them to force their return, and the Israelites find themselves trapped between Pharaoh's army behind them and the sea in front of them.
Yeah.
And God tells Moses to raise his staff over the water. The sea splits and allows the Israelites to pass through, and then obviously, consequently, we see that it closed over the pursuing Egyptians. And then the Jews, when they came to the other side, sang the famous song, the Song of Songs, Az Yashir Moshe. Obviously, we see that in the desert, the people started, they were thirsty and hungry, and they repeatedly complained, and God told Moses what to do, you know, to bring forth water from the rock, and the manna would come down, and the quails, and so on, and so forth. It's interesting, because in this week's Torah portion, when the exodus of the Jews is happening, the Torah tells us that Vayikach Moshe et Asmos Yosef Imo, that Moshe took the bones of Joseph
with him.
And our rabbis comment that all of Israel was busy with the newfound wealth from the drowned Egyptians, and Moshe busied himself with Yosef's remains. Now, the question that everyone's asking is, what connection is there between the Israel's riches and Yosef's mortal remains, his bones? And then moreover, we're even told that the bodies of all of Joseph's brothers are going to be taken out of Egypt as well. So why then is only Joseph's name singled out that Moses was busy with? Now, we see that Joseph's career was really, it was strikingly different from that of his brothers. Because generally, they all were together in warfare, in work, in traveling to Egypt, in Goshen, while Joseph spent many years alone. The brothers lived fairly stable lives, not with a few ups and downs in their fortune. Joseph, on the other hand, was the favorite son of his father, then a slave and a convict, and then finally a supreme ruler of Egypt, of a mighty kingdom.
Yeah.
And despite the ups and downs of his life and the challenges, Joseph himself never changed. In his father's house, or in prison, or in the palace, Joseph maintained his identity and his ways of Torah observance. He never changed. And Moses right now saw these people leaving the land of oppression, the land of Egypt, the land of poverty and affliction. And in all their troubles, they never forgot who they were. As it's brought down, why was one of the reasons that the Jews were set free? Because they never changed their Jewish name. Their clothing was distinctive. They never changed their language, the sacred tongue. They were true to what they were doing, what they believed in. Now they were en route to a new land, one where they would dwell in peace and tranquility. They were loaded heavily with gold and silver. Now here's a new temptation, one that Moses feared they would not be able to withstand properly. and he could hear the argument. Judaism survived as a result of anti-Semitism, exclusion forced the Jews to seek within themselves and among themselves. Poverty and ignorance of the world kept the Jews pious and forced them to concentrate on their own culture. He feared that this crazy argument that Torah Judaism was viable in a closed society of Eastern Europe, but cannot survive in a free world of, democracy, opportunity, and culture, etc. So Moses had to demonstrate, not only with words, but with example, that Torah and Judaism are not meant only for the small shtetl Jews of Europe, not only for poverty or oppression, but equally for those blessed with material wealth, with honor, and so forth. And Joseph, he showed his people that he was the same loyal, devout Jew, whether he was unjustly imprisoned or he was in the highest level of power, whether under the shadows of whatever he was in Egypt, the greatest person. Joseph never, ever compromised his standards and ideals. So, therefore, Moses did not attempt to discourage the people's pursuit of wealth. He did not admonish them for being immersed in all this materialistic thing. On the contrary, he wished them well in their endeavors, but he begged them and he asked them never to let the essence of Joseph out of their mind. Because one of the words that we know, it says, Asmat Yosef, which means literally the bones of Joseph, can also be explained as Asmiyot, the essence of Joseph. Moses was showing the people Joseph's true nature when he represented and what he represented and the model he left for everyone else. Hashem, God, is not envious of his children. He's not jealous that they're doing good and everything. He wishes them best for everything. He just has one request, that they not forget him and his Torah. And that's what Moses was literally trying to show, obviously the leader of the generation, but trying to show them. Yes, you can be immersed in all this wealth and gold and physical things, everything you can have in your life. But one thing do not forget, and always remember, Judaism does not only belong in old-style shtetl Europe. It belongs everywhere. And we should be proud to be able to be part of Yiddishkeit and be part of the Torah.
Yeah.
Now, since, this week, Shabbat, in 2 days, is also Tu Bishvat, which is the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shvat. It is known as the New Year's for the tree. So the question that some people are going to probably ask is, why do trees celebrate their New Year's so much later than ours? You know, if there's New Year's, let them celebrate. When we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Rosh Hashanah for the trees as well. Why does it have to do months and months later?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it has to do with the rainy season in Israel, which commences with the festival of Sukkot, around, depending, September time. And it takes 4 months for the rains to saturate the soil, nurture the trees, and start to make them into producing fruit. And because of that, we have Tu Bishvat on this time. And we, as humans, can also celebrate along with the trees, because after all, the Torah says, man is the tree of the field. We are nurtured by deep roots as far back as Abraham and Sarah. And we reach upwards to the heavens while we're standing firmly on the ground. And when we do all of this right, we produce fruits and that benefit the world, namely, obviously, our good deeds. That is why it's so important. That's why people enjoy Tu Bishvat with the trees. And, you know, some of the observances that we have on Tu Bishvat is that we eat fruits on this day. Now, it's best if we can get some of the fruits of which Israel is famous for, you know, olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates, and we eat them on that day. So we're ultimately becoming part of Tu Bishvat. We're enjoying the Rosh Hashanah of a tree. That's another reason why a child that's 3 years old, we don't cut his hair till he is 3 years old. No cutting of his hair in between the 3 years. Why? Because the first 3 years of the tree, you don't do anything. It belongs to God.
Yeah.
After the third year, you can then start benefiting from the fruit.
And don't forget the maaser.
And exactly, I was just about to say that. And because of that, we give. Not only do we give maaser, do we give pieces of an amount of produce, because this is to show thanks to Hashem, to show thanks to God. So the first parts are the first fruits that come out of the tree is the period of time of the Holy Temple. That's what was brought up.
Yeah.
We're showing thanks to Hashem, and that is why Maaser doesn't only apply to when you're doing food. It also applies to everyone's wealth. Anytime, every month that a person makes money, 10% of that should go to charity. Because
yeah.
We're thanking God. It's not me. I'm becoming the vehicle to be able to make the money. But who's giving me the ability is God. And we say thank you to God when it's good. We say thank you to God when it's not good. That is something that we can learn from this week's Torah portion as well as Tu Bishvat as well. So go out, buy some fruits, and enjoy with the family.
That's it. So, Rabbi, I want to wish you a happy Tu Bishvat.
You too, thank you. And I think, I believe it's this week, no, that the JNF is doing a Tu Bishvat party, I believe, on Sunday.
Oh, okay. We'll check that and we will announce it later.
Yeah, we'll announce the details.
I'm looking right now. I see it says, great day planned for Tu Bishvat Family Festival. Sunday, February 12th at St. Clair College.
Oh.
At the Horticulture and Landscaping Area at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So good. So you did it for us. You did the announcement.
All right. I'm gonna start taking all the big pay, the money that you're making. I'm going to take it too.
Yeah, we will start with maaser.
You know, maaser of zero is what?
Zero.
Okay, wishing you a good Shabbat.
And Rabbi, you want to mention services?
Yes, services at Friday evening is at 5:30. Shabbat morning is 9:30. As well as Sunday morning is 8:15 at the Shah Chapel, followed by breakfast. And Monday and Thursday is at the JCC, the Parrot House. Today was probably our biggest minion. We had 20 men.
That's great.
Praying, starting off the morning at 7:15, and we're done at 8 o'clock to go to work. So
that's really good.
I encourage people to come. It's growing.
Good. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom. And
you
please
too.
Wait for your check. It will come in the mail.
And then, but the stamp will remain on your desk.
We'll see that.
Okay, be well, Nativ, and Ilan, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.